Well, we want to give thanks and praise to God. I still would like to know who and why. I'm glad I know why, because it needed to be done. But the cross, the brand new sign down at the road, was put up some weeks ago. But then, you know, spring came and weeds started growing and different things. And somebody, as I noticed Wednesday when I got here, somebody mowed all the weeds down, cleaned up around the sign, and you can see our sign now from way out this way and way out that way. And I don't know who did it, but we thank God for them. Do you know who did it? Because nobody's confessing. We're just grateful, whoever it was. That's the gift of service.
We had people that were mowing up on the power lines, and they've mowed around and put a sidewalk on both corners now. So I don't know if they did it.
Yeah.
If they did it or not, but they mowed on the power line around and right on the other side of us, like behind the church, right behind the fellowship hall, where the power line was, and they've been doing work on, with around the sidewalk.
We appreciate them because it must have been somebody that has a face and says.
I'd be surprised if the man who takes care of Carl Kirk Road, not Donnie, if he didn't mow that side of the
road
and know something about
this.
No?
Maybe
it was Carl.
Yeah. Could be. Whoever it was, thanks be to God. Thank you for your. And that's really what I'm talking about here, is we offer thanksgiving and praise, not only in monetary gifts, although they're important, but just the gift of salty service, if you would. It's a wonderful blessing. With that, we'd like to sing the doxology.